Well, it's Sunday, February 7th, and the latest news is on the vaccine front. AstraZeneca has been turned down by South Africa. They didn't see a benefit for their vaccine. There really wasn't a whole lot from the data that's been released so far. They had a fairly small study. It was a couple thousand enrollees. They were relatively young. I think the average age was 35. And the vaccine really didn't show a benefit as far as mild or moderate disease. The numbers that were in the New York Times article, anyway, indicated that those that received the vaccine, 19 developed infections, and those who received the placebo, 20 developed infections. So that really wasn't statistically significant, the difference between 20 and 19. And the population was pretty young, and the size was pretty small, so the number of enrollees who got sick enough to go into the hospital and had the potential of dying, I think there were virtually none. So there was no data on more severe disease, and South Africa ended up passing on getting the vaccine. Now, this might have some implications for Johnson & Johnson, which is trying to get approval in the U.S. Their argument was that they also had relatively weak activity against preventing the disease. This is with the South African strain, but they did seem to have a benefit as far as hospitalizations were concerned and deaths, that none of those that got the vaccine were hospitalized and died. Not a whole lot of data came out, so it's not clear how many got hospitalized and died who got the placebo, and whether that was a statistically significant number. I have a suspicion that it's a relatively low number of people that did fall into that category, and the benefit might have been pretty marginal as far as statistical significance. Both AstraZeneca and J&J used an adenovirus vector to express the spike gene product. I think they used slightly different adenoviruses. One of them was, I think, a chimpanzee. One was human. And other than that, the two vaccines were fairly similar. In contrast, Moderna and Pfizer basically had the same target, but it wasn't in a viral vector. It was in a liposome, which is kind of like a ball of fat, and it was just the RNA, and then the liposome would get incorporated into the cell, and the RNA would get transcribed by the cell to make the spike protein, which would then elicit the immune response. The exact numbers, there was a reduction, but there was theoretically had a cushion so that Pfizer and Moderna had like 95% against the virus that was circulating in the U.S. where the trial was done. And they, I think, did have a little bit lower in either South Africa or Brazil, but it was still relatively high. Actually, I don't even know if they had a good set of data in the other two countries. I'm not sure if that was just J&J and Sinovac, I think, went to Brazil, and I think the gene expressed the recombinant protein Novavax, I think, also went to maybe Brazil. But these other companies all did see reduction when they went to Brazil or South Africa. Both of them have E484 K, which is a way that the virus basically avoids the immune response. Both South Africa and Brazil had their variants show up after there already was a pretty good infection, and people that had been infected previously got reinfected. And so by getting E484K, that was enough to get around the immune response that was generated against the earlier infections. And that has implications for longer term, that both of those variants are in the US, and they would have a selective advantage for those that were vaccinated with Moderna or Pfizer, because they would have that change at position 484, which would probably give it an advantage. Both Pfizer and Moderna are working on getting a second generation or a booster that would use the mRNA of probably the South African strain. So theoretically, that would generate an immune response that would recognize the E484K and make antibodies against it, and it would then therefore be effective against both the South African and Brazilian versions. And that would be given to people that had already been vaccinated with the original. So it'd really be the third shot. It probably isn't going to be ready till like the end of this year. And that's the vaccine update.